left, and they know it. And you've got now another memo from Stan Greenberg and James Carville and Bob Shrum suggesting that liberals are in trouble, the Democrats are in trouble, and Osama Obama was in Florida over the weekend stumping for Bill Nelson. And he said Democrats have got trouble. What did he say here? He said, Democrats at times have lost their way. We're trying to decide what our core values are. You don't have to decide what they are if you have them. If you have core values, that means they're part of you. You don't have to decide what they are. I'm telling you, folks, they're in trouble. Of course, my friends, I know, the left has core values. They're just not ours. But, I mean, if Obama, Osama... Here's the story. It's in the Orlando Sentinel. Obama Osama leads star power, or lends star power to Nelson. A Democratic U.S. senator campaigns for his colleague at a town hall forum in Eatonville. About 500 people rose to their feet in a standing O, worthy of a rock star, as U.S. Senator Barack Obama Osama hit the stage. Grab that Ted Kennedy song. People don't know what I'm talking about here. Mike, and let me know when you have it ready. The charismatic black politician from Chicago, who at 43 has achieved almost icon status since his wildly popular speech. He's an icon because of a speech. He hadn't done anything. It's like Mario Cuomo is an icon because of a speech. How long did Cuomo live off that speech? 4 or 5 years before he was maybe... Well, it's not. He's not living off of it anymore. He was defeated eventually when he ran for governor again, but... Okay, 12 years after, all right. So here's Osama Obama. Now, one speech at a convention and he's living off of it. He's a rookie. He's a rookie senator. He hasn't done anything yet now. But anyway, he went in there to try to drum up support for the fledgling and in trouble Democrat from Florida, Bill Nelson, a former astronaut. And the most provocative question he was asked was the first one. Glenn Anderson of Orlando stood up and said, I see a Democratic Party afraid to say they're Democrats, who voted for the war in Iraq and voted for tax cuts for the wealthy. Why should I remain a Democrat? It was a tough question, but Nelson and Obama tried to answer it. Obama said, the Democrats at times have lost their way. We're trying to decide what our core values are. Now, I know, they have core values, they're just not ours. The difference is they don't have the courage to identify their core values publicly. This is now the third reference in 3 weeks I've seen a prominent Democrat saying they're going to have to get together and figure out what they believe. And that's, when you're talking core values, that's not why you have meetings. You have meetings to plot strategy about how to implement your core values. We don't have meetings to figure out what they are. And how long have these Democrats been having meetings to try to figure out what to do and who they are? It's an amazing thing. Now, if you wonder why I'm calling him Obama Osama, Ted Kennedy was at the National Press Club and made a speech in the question and answer session, got a question about Obama and actually called him Osama Obama, what did he call him? Obama bin Laden or something. He did correct himself, but it caused us. We had no choice, folks. We had to do a parody too. Now of this. Speaking of Ben Nelson, I still have this story of Osama Obama on the front of the stack, and had moved it to the back. Obama Osama came down from his perch in Illinois to stump for Senator Nelson here in Florida. I guess it was yesterday. I can't believe it didn't cancel it. This is the Orlando Sentinel. Hurricanes are going through, and they still did the fundraiser. Doesn't surprise me. But nevertheless, Obama said the Democrats have at times have lost their way. We're trying to decide what our core values are, of course, and it was for the benefit of Ben Nelson.